there is 1 week left to get health insurance through the Affordable Care Act for this year, and states have gone to different lengths to enroll as many people as possible. In Connecticut, the state-run insurance exchange has opened 2 retail storefronts where people can walk in and sign up. Jeff Cohen of our member station WNPR visited one of them to see who's coming in as the enrollment clock runs out.
Mike Dunn is standing inside a retail store in downtown New Haven, looking through the big glass windows at his future customers outside. He's not selling phones or food or clothes. He's selling Obamacare.
So it's just about 10 o'clock when we open up, and we're just starting to see a line forming for people coming in as soon as we open at 10.
Is that normal?
It is, especially as we get closer to March 31st.
That's the deadline for enrolling in Obamacare. With just days to go, Connecticut's exchange, Access Health CT, has done a better job than most states at enrolling those who are eligible. Strategies like opening a retail store like this one may have played a role in that. This morning, a few dozen people of various backgrounds have come to check out their health insurance options, and many say what drew them in was the idea of signing up for insurance in person. Not on the phone, not on the computer, not on the smartphone.
I do have insurance, but I'm coming here to see if I can lower the payment because I'm on a fixed income.
That's Deborah White. She's 63 and pays $300 a month to cover herself and her husband. That's about a quarter of her monthly income. She can manage, but it's not easy, so she wants to see if she can pay less.
It makes it easier for me to converse with another person when I'm on the computer and everything. It's confusing, frustrating, especially this time. I had a stroke, so at this time in my life, you know, it's a little difficult.
White is here with Robert Taylor, her grandson. He's 21, works retail part-time, and he goes to community college. He doesn't have insurance at all, and he's here to get it.
And I'm healthy, and I really don't make too many trips to the doctors. Just when I do, I like to have a different way to pay for it than coming out of my pocket.
Michelle Perez is next in line for someone who speaks Spanish. She says she's here to figure out if the new health insurance law can help her save some money. In her hand is a bill for a recent doctor's visit that, because of the state's Medicaid rules, she says she has to pay. She's diabetic and unemployed, and she's here so someone can explain her options to her face-to-face. Also waiting for a broker is Delisa Tolson. She lost her insurance when she got divorced 3 years ago. Since then, she's gone to the emergency room and to mobile health vans for care.
There were just some things they just couldn't do. And so as far as mammograms and pap smears, as being over 40, I decided it was time that I came out here and got Access Health.
That's what she did 3 weeks ago, and starting April 1st, she'll pay $86 a month for her insurance. That's a lot better than the roughly $240 a month she had priced out before. But today, she's here with someone else.
I'm bringing a friend. I came home and I explained to all my friends how easy it was, how comfortable it was. It didn't take long at all either. I was in and out within like 45 minutes or an hour. It was nice.
Are you sure they're not paying you to talk to me and tell me all this stuff?
No.
The state's healthcare exchange says that Tolson is one of 10,000 people to have walked into one of its 2 retail stores, and that she's one of 5,000 to have actually enrolled. For NPR News, I'm Jeff Cohen.